Hello, I'm Jamie Waxman, and you're listening to Playgirls Sex Pod here on PlaygirlTV.com. It has been a very long and tiring weekend for me, so I feel a little bit less than myself and less energetic than I normally do on a Monday morning. Although I have to say, I don't think I ever really feel all that energetic on a Monday. I think it goes back to growing up and having to go to school on Mondays. I was not very popular in my school, and I didn't have all that many friends, and I didn't really enjoy learning in the classroom situation. And so Sunday nights, I used to dread Sunday nights, and it would be very hard for me to go to sleep. I would get nervous. I would, you know, sweat a little bit more, perhaps. I don't remember. I'm making that part up, but it sounds good, doesn't it? Or not really. Well, I would sweat a lot more, and I would get all hot and bothered. And no, not really. Not in high school. Well, maybe in high school, but not because of school. Anyway, so Sundays still have this little bit of an effect on me where I get more depressed than any other day of the week because I've just enjoyed a long weekend, even though it's not all that long, a 48-hour weekend. And now I have to go back to the bump and grind of daily life, which a lot of us obviously have to do. So this morning, I thought I would start with a bit of a sexual exercise so that we can get our bodies and our muscles and our genitals into a waking up pattern, if that makes sense for you today. And the most important, or some of the most important exercises that a man or a woman can do for themselves to strengthen their pubococcygeus muscles are called Kegel or Kegel exercises, depending on who you are and where you're from and how you want to say it. But it's spelled K-E-G-E-L. The Kegel exercises are designed to help strengthen these PC muscles, which are a band of muscles that lay at the base of the base of the vagina, and they run around the anus as well, or the male, it's with the penis and the anus. And they're very important for both men and women, and for women especially, because A, if you are pregnant or are planning to ever get pregnant, your PC muscles will, over time, get a lot looser. And there are instances of women who are going to the bathroom and their uterus starts to fall out of their body. This is because their muscles aren't all that tight. That's a very extreme case, but I do know people that that has happened to. So I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Plus, the other benefit of exercising your PC muscles for both men and women is it completely changes your orgasm, your orgasmic potential. Ever since I started doing my PC muscle exercises, my Kegel muscle exercises, my orgasms have increased. I feel them a lot more internally. They're not just clitoral orgasms as long as I'm doing my Kegel exercises, and they're more intense. There's more orgasmic rhythm. There's more waves. And I really enjoy that. So here's a really brief understanding of your PC Kegel muscle exercises and how to do them. Okay, the first time, if you've never done these exercises, the best way to find out and locate your PC muscles is while you're going to the bathroom and you're peeing, you want to stop the flow of urine. This is for both men and women. The only thing is you don't want to constantly stop the flow of urine because it's not all that good for you to do that. So once you have discovered your PC muscles and understand that whatever it is, those muscles that you're using to clench and stop that flow of urine are your PC muscles, you don't need to do it while you're peeing anymore. And when you find those, you want to pull in those muscles. Now be careful because there are other muscles down there and you might be using the wrong muscles. Even though I guess exercising any muscle is good for you. But so when you hold back that flow of pee, that is the sensation of actually making your PC muscles stronger. So once you do that, what you want to do is that exercise about, and doctors and therapists and nurses and everybody else who will tell you to exercise these muscles will give you different amounts of time to exercise them and whatever. But you want to at least do 3 sets of 10 to start. And that's very minimal. I would even go up to a couple of hundred a day. You can do it like I'm doing it right now while I sit and talk to you. It doesn't change your facial structure. It doesn't change how you're thinking. It might make you smile more. It can actually bring you to orgasm in and of itself if you let yourself go and you have strengthened your muscles enough. But you want to continue to do this. I actually really enjoy exercising my Kegel muscles while I'm using a vibrator on my clitoris because I feel the strength of them a bit more. And then my orgasm, like I said, is just so much greater. So do these exercises where you're going to clench and release. You can hold, once you get stronger, you can hold the muscle for about 3 seconds, release for one, hold for three, and build up that way. There are also a lot of sex toys out there that will help you learn how to strengthen your muscles. They're actually like Kegel weights almost. Betty Dotson makes one that she calls Betty's Barbell. Candida Royale makes one that she calls the Energy, and that's part of her Natural Contours line. And also there's a Kegel sizer that's been out there for a really long time. These are all about 1 pound, which feels really heavy. And when you get one of these exercisers, one side of the of this metal piece, they also make great dildos, by the way, but one side of the exerciser has a large bell and the other side has a small bell, or one side just looks larger and one side looks smaller. That would be Candida's energy. Yes. So when you get the PC muscle exerciser, you want to start by inserting the larger side into your vagina because the smaller side weighs less. And then you want to learn to try and lift it. This takes a longer time to do. Like, don't be disappointed if you can't lift the bell or the bar that first time around, or the second or the third or the fourth. This is like going to the gym and exercising your biceps. Over time, you get to lift more. For a guy, if you want to see the strength of your PC muscles before you start going anywhere, you can actually wet a washcloth and put it on your on the shaft of your penis and try and lift. This, you would want your penis to be erect for this. If you can lift with a wet towel, you are fairly strong already. If you can lift with a dry towel, you still have pretty good PC muscles. If you can't lift that washcloth with any, you know, with all of your might, then you need to start exercising those PC muscles right now. Although, like I said, everybody should just exercise their PC muscles. So that's a basic Kegel exercise. It's really important to do. It's helping create the sexual energy flow throughout your body. If you meditate or do any other form of breathing that brings your chakras in alignment. A lot of people who do chakra conditioning, and your chakras are, there are 7 chakras throughout your body. The base chakra includes your PC muscles, and a lot of people will actually clench, tighten, strengthen, whatever the word is you want to use, their PC muscles while they are meditating and breathing. So that's the exercise for Monday morning. Now let's go into some other random topics. Here are some biological facts about women. This should be interesting. The average woman has 400,000 ova. Now, remember, you're born with all of these. You don't produce these as you grow older, and you just continue to lose these ova as you age. The average woman, this is nothing to do with sex, but this makes me completely average as I stand 5'3" tall. The average woman is 5'3" tall, but only 10% of American women have curly hair. I happen to have curly hair, so I find that very interesting. The typical American woman wears a 36B bra. I was having a conversation with a pregnant woman on the Derek and Romaine show this past Friday, where I co-hosted with Romaine Patterson over at Sirius Radio, one of those satellite radio stations. And she was talking about how her breasts had actually gone down after breastfeeding, which I found quite interesting because as you're breastfeeding, your boobs get larger. She was a 36 double D or 40 double D when she was breastfeeding. And now she's a 40 D and she's hoping if she has other children, her breasts will continue to go down. But that average woman wears a 36 B bra. 54% of women wear glasses. I have a feeling that statistic has got to have changed because, you know, now with LASIK, I still wear glasses. There's something about wearing glasses. Maybe it's partially a fetish thing for me. I find that glasses are just really sexy and I enjoy wearing them. They give you this intelligence and they also help you hide if you want to, which might not sound so good, but I kind of like that idea where I can look really pretty and out there and whatever, or I can hide behind my glasses. The pH level of an average vagina is between 4 and 5, which rates as fairly acidic. I remember reading at some point that that also is about the average pH level of a glass of red wine, which also brings up a good point, because a lot of women, I hear a lot of women say that their partners won't go down on them, or a lot of men or women who go down on other women have talked to me that perhaps they won't go down on their women partners because they don't like the way their partner tastes or smells. The truth of it is that there are definitely a range of tastes and smells when it comes to our pussies or when it comes to our penises. But there should not be a taste or smell that is so horrible that you cannot stand to be around it. If that's the case, I would suggest consulting a Western or Eastern medicine doctor, whatever your preference is, and finding out if there's actually something else going on in your body. Because the truth of it is that if there is something else going on in your body, then yes, you might be a bit more off than usual. But if your body is all balanced and, you know, pretty healthy, then the pH balance, which will range in your vagina, obviously, won't, should not affect you so much that you can't go down on your partner. And again, I don't like to talk about this because I find that perhaps people will, take this as like a cue that they always have to be eating something differently and changing the taste of their ejaculatory fluids, either semen or vaginal fluids. But the truth is that you can change the taste of how you taste. You can change the taste of how you taste. I told you I sound really eloquent on this Monday morning. You can, the bad news is, if you want to get rid of some of that sour, bitter taste, you need to stop eating meat, chocolate, alcohol, tobacco, the types of things that are really bad for you that taste really good. Although I don't think chocolate's all that bad for you all the time. But those kind of things you need to eliminate from your diet at least 24 hours before you are going to engage in some type of oral or mouth, you know, mouth genital contact. And you can increase the sweetness of your flavor by drinking fruit juices like pineapple juice, especially, or eating parsley, mint, stuff like that. These are kind of common sense things when you really think about it, but really, how much time do we spend thinking about what foods we eat, how they affect our genitals and our ejaculatory fluids? We don't really think about that all that much. So those are some extra tips. I feel like today is Tip It Up Monday, which is not even a very clever title, but, it's the title I've decided to use nonetheless. We've already discussed some sexual exercises, and we've discussed now ways to make yourself taste and feel better. And I do want to mention that if you are tuning in on PlayGirlTV.com, or you're tuning in on another site and you happen to now be able to go to PlayGirl.com or PlayGirlTV.com, I would really be curious if you checked out some of the video that we've been doing. I'm hoping next week to talk to one of our video editors here to discuss what it's like to work at Playgirl and what it's like to cut videos for women and how that differs from a lot of the other adult entertainment out there. But there's been a lot of commentary on the adult industry these days between Bush's war on porn that is supposedly happening, since I understand that our war on terror is over. And yes, I am being facetious in the most unfacetious of ways. But also that there is a new book out there, and I keep giving it props, which maybe I shouldn't, but I find it fascinating that somebody got away with writing over 370 pages, I believe, about how adult movies, which she calls porn, which that is obviously the name of it. I kind of want to get rid of the porn term for now, because I don't think you can change it to be a positive term for people, even though for me it can be very positive, but adult entertainment might sound a bit more positive. Anyway, Pamela Paul, who wrote both The Starter Marriage and then something else about marriage, who decided to make her third book, a book called Pornified, How Pornography is Transforming the Lives and Culture and Sexuality of People. She's gotten a lot of press about this book. And this book, basically, I can sum it up for you in less than a minute. Porn makes men bad, fathers bad, husbands bad, lovers bad, everything. It makes them stop thinking about anything else in life except having sex in the most unique and individual of ways, and it's just a very bad, bad thing. okay, that's the book in a nutshell. It's got some other chapters in it. But what I was trying to get out in my long rambling way, which I realize is the way I speak this long rambling way, is that if you were to go on playgirl.com and either peruse or purchase or sample some of the videos out there that we've created, I would be curious how you think that these rate compared to some of the other things out there. We're working really hard over here to make videos that both men and women are comfortable watching together, because I disagree that women aren't visual creatures. I'm not saying that women are as visual as men, because I think that would be hard for me to prove right now, especially if you go out there and you look at other magazines that are geared towards women and how successful they are, and how successful adult entertainment that is geared towards, did I say geared towards women? I meant geared towards men earlier if I said women, so ignore me, but magazines geared towards men, or videos that are, you know, made in, you know, Silicon Valley, LA, where, these are videos essentially purchased by men. They are very successful. The adult industry is very successful. But I'd be curious to see and hear what women and men are saying about videos that really are, you know, made with women in mind. And that's something that we're doing here at playgirl.com. So check it out. And one other thing before I go, since I'm just in the mood to talk right now, even though I said earlier I was really tired and not all that energetic, is next week, I'm going to talk about The Jewish Girl and the Blowjob, because there's a magazine coming out that features little old moi in a picture, and I'm very, very excited about it. But since it hits the newsstands next week, I find it'll be more, it would probably be better suited to talk about next week. But another question I want to leave you guys with was, or is, does size matter? And I'm talking, well, not just about penis size, but vagina size, because, you know, while you talk about the size of a penis all the time, does vagina size matter too? Is there, you know, do guys, does, well, how am I going to say this without sounding like some sort of bitch perhaps? But does the size of a woman's vagina affect how and if you have sex with her again? And does the size of a man's penis affect how and if you have sex with him again? Just so you know, the average penis is 5.5 inches in length. And the average vagina, when it's not aroused, and I'm talking 5.5 inches obviously aroused, but the average vagina when it's not aroused is between 3 and 4 inches in length. So an average penis should nicely fit into an average vagina. These are questions I'm just going to leave you with this week as you practice your Kegel exercises, please. 1 and 2 and 3. And 1 and 2 and 3. And as you ponder the does size matter, and we'll talk next week, do Jewish girls give better head? So I'm Jamie Waxman. This has been Playgirl Sex Pod. Thank you for listening once again. And remember, come again and again and again.